Hey sister, are you ready to create more alignment, more freedom, more impact, and more abundance so you can live a life that you freaking love? You're listening to Living in Your Full Potential, the podcast for conscious female entrepreneurs that are ready to rock their life and business with bliss, joy, and ease. I'm Jenna Fay, founder of the Sacred She Sisterhood, full-time digital nomad, women's mindset coach, and online business success strategist. You can expect impactful, valuable trainings that'll give you the high-level strategy and the nuts and bolts of creating a life in your full potential. So are you ready, sister? Here we go. Hey sisters, Jenna here, founder of the Sacred She Sisterhood, and I'm coming in tonight to talk all about creating a strategic and soulful schedule. So if you've been struggling at all with time management, how to balance all the things, how to effectively get things done, how to not burn out, this training tonight is for you. So as you hop on, say hi, let me know that you are here. I'll give everybody a second to hop in. Hi Ingrid, how's it going? I hope everybody has had the most beautiful Sunday. And it's funny because I've been meaning to do this training for a while, but I was like getting hit over top of the head the past few days because I've had so many different people reach out, so many different messages just around time management and feeling like we're not feeling successful, wondering how do we balance all of the things. So if you have found yourself struggling at all with having a schedule that feels really, really good to you, wondering if you're getting enough stuff done, productivity, let me know in the comments and say hi and let me know that you're here. So if you're catching this on the replay, just hashtag replay and say hi. And I'm so excited for us to jump into this. If you don't know who I am yet and you're new to our community, my name is Jenna. I am a women's money and mindset coach as well as business strategist. So one of my things to talk about is how to create a soulful schedule, because that's why we do the things that we do, is to make an impact, make an income, but feel really good while we're doing it. That's the whole reason of creating a soulful schedule, is getting away from the employee mindset, getting away from how we used to measure success, and get into something that feels really, really good so that we're not carrying guilt and shame and stress around how we manage our time. So let's jump into it and talk all things strategic and soulful schedules. Basically, what I mean by this is aligned time management and realizing that time is just an illusion. All we really have is the now, and other than that, we're talking about either future things that we don't know yet if they're going to happen or how they're actually going to happen, or talking about past moments that are in the past. And so time is really quite subjective to what that really actually means, and sometimes we get very disconnected from that. So what do I want to encourage everybody who's listening to this is to balance both the masculine need to be doing and bring in more feminine, invite in more feminine being. Okay, because this is where the two meet together, and when they rendezvous, it makes serious magic because things actually feel good and we don't have so much resistance, we don't carry so much guilt. So think of each day as being sacred. Think of each moment as being sacred, and realize that success is not measured by how many things you check off on your to-do list, and that success is literally how you feel when you wake up in the morning, how you feel throughout your day, how you feel when your head hits the pillow at the end of the night. And we really have to think about how we spend our days, because how we spend our days is how we spend our life, essentially. And sometimes we forget about that and we don't really think. And it's like, holy crap, so much time has gone by and I still haven't done X, Y, and Z. So I'm going to take you through three different really important components of having a soulful schedule that still has a little bit of strategy. So basically setting yourself up to feel like you're still moving forward. You're still shifting in the direction and creating and doing the things that you want to do, but it doesn't feel forced or stressful. So the first is honoring you and realizing that if you burn out, it completely messes up your effectiveness, right? Being burnt out is not effective. Being burnt out isn't good for you and moving you forward. It's not good for serving those around you. It leads to stress. So we have to drop the unrealistic expectations, because I know you've all done this where you have your crazy to-do list that has 100,000 things on it and it's just not really realistic. And then we end up going to bed and we're laying there thinking about all of the things we could have been doing and that we should have been doing. And then we wake up the next day with that like pit of anxiety, thinking about how we haven't done enough. So bring it back. Think about how are you measuring your success and start bringing in the soulfulness to it. And by that, I mean, start looking for internal signals. Start listening to your intuition. Make sure that you are making time in your day for rituals, for self-care. Make sure that you're not just focusing on your mind and measuring your success by your mind, and also taking a look at the holistic approach to things of knowing that what you do in a day is not the only defining factor of how you measure your success, right? So what you accomplish in a day is not the only measurement of success. And when you think about from a holistic point, think about what you've done for your body that day and what you've done for yourself and for your soul and for your spirituality, and just realize that those are all important just as much as your mind and how much you've gotten done. So internally, asking yourself, are you hungry? Are you making that a priority? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you doing all of these things? Because, like I said, if you're burnt out, you're not going to be nearly as effective if you're well rested and you're energized. So the next thing is conscious creation and conscious connection, and realizing that we have to go inwards, we have to be tuned in, we have to feel connected in order to do these things. If you've ever felt super forced and you're like, oh my God, I have to make content right now, and you're feeling stressed out and it feels really, really forced, and then it ends up taking you triple the amount of time because you haven't actually consciously created, you've just force created. So this is where having those rituals and actually prioritizing your own self-care. So if that means for you in the morning that you need to block off an hour and have a cacao ceremony or do some journaling or go for a nature walk, you do those things because you know that it makes you more effective throughout the rest of the day. So just take a look at how you've been spending your time recently, which will always give you a signal of what your priorities have been, and check in and see, is this al in alignment with what I want it to look like, or do I need to make some shifts here? And don't beat yourself up. Give yourself permission to know that time is subjective, so it doesn't really matter with the past. What matters is, how would you like to choose your action in the now? How would you like to choose your action moving forward? And just really realizing that. So also thinking in terms of conscious connection is interconnectedness, and just knowing how connected we are to ourselves, to everyone, to everything, being mindful, being flexible. And I'm going to take you through the strategy stuff in just a minute of how to build a strategic schedule so that you do see that progress of moving forward. But know that flexibility is important, because that's the humanness of it all, is our schedule never really goes exactly as planned, but we are creatures of habit. So when we have an aligned schedule that feels good, it doesn't feel forced, where we're avoiding things, then you will see a lot more movement and a lot more flow. Whereas if it feels too much in the masculine, that's where we feel that resistance, because we're only measuring it by the doing and not as much by the being. So there's a really quick formula I want to share with you that I always teach my clients, and it's one of the most important things for just feeling aligned, feeling successful, and realizing what motivates us. So if you're looking at your schedule and you're thinking you're never qu not quite getting enough done, and why are you taking so much action but never really truly feeling like you're seeing enough results, this is a formula that will help you. So it's called ITFAR, ITFAR, and it stands for influences, thoughts, feelings, actions, and results. So typically, we are very much action and result orientated peoples. So we focus on taking an action because we have a desired result that we'd like to achieve. So quite often, there's a thousand different examples I could give. Anything from somebody who comes in and joins the gym. I used to have this happen all the time when I was working in fitness, where somebody would come in and they'd say, Jenna, I want to have X result. You know, I want to lose 10 pounds in 3 weeks. I've got a wedding to go to. And what action? What do I need to do? What do I need to do to make that happen? And so we would talk about that, and that's a whole other story. But the main thing is that they were going straight to that result and the action. But people weren't making a lot of long-term changes, is something I've begun to see in everything from the entrepreneurial, the coaching industry, to network marketing, to fitness, all of it, where people get super, super focused on the result and what immediate actions they can take, because we want instant gratification rather than delayed gratification. So the other three parts of this formula are really important. Influences, thoughts, and feelings, because we literally are the sum of the people that we surround ourselves with, and not just limited to in person. Social media is huge. We spend a lot of time on social media, so this is really, really key. What kinds of things are in your news feed? What kinds of people are you surrounding yourself with? And everything from family to friends to coworkers, who you're following on social media, all of it, because those determine what kinds of thoughts you have. And we cannot really control our thoughts as much as we might try, but we can do a bit of control when it comes to our feelings. And by that I mean, think of your thoughts as a stream, okay? And so you have all of these thoughts just flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing, and they're just constant, and there's so many, right? There's all the noise inside of our head. So these thoughts are flowing, and in there's negative things, there's self-sabotaging things, there's exciting things where, like, oh my God, I got this. There's everything in between. So, what creates a feeling is where we choose to expand on these thoughts. So, imagine yourself of a fisherman of thoughts, and you have all of these different kinds of thought streams coming in, and you've got your little net. And so, you get to choose which ones you pluck out and focus on and expand upon to create feelings. Because everything that we do in our life is created by and motivated by our feelings. So this is why if your bullshit meter is going off and you don't actually believe you're worthy of something and all of the thoughts inside your head are negative and naysaying, or you don't agree with it, you don't believe in it, we procrastinate, we don't get things done, we put other things first. There's a thousand different side effects of that. But if we can feel into it and we feel aligned with it, we feel excited about it, we're a lot more likely to take action on it and then actually have a result, especially more sustainable ones. So IFR is absolutely huge for consciously connecting and consciously moving forward with your schedules and really seeing change, seeing the shift happen that you desire. Grounding is really, really important, and just being aware of our environment. This part of it is our influences as well. So, are you in an inspired place? When you're looking in time management and you have your schedule and your lists, are you in a place that makes you feel balanced and calm? Or do you have a crazy ass cluttered desk where you can't find anything and you're already feeling frazzled? So, I would really give you the tip to prioritize that if your space, it doesn't matter how big or small it is, fancy or simple. But make sure that it doesn't bring you anxiety and doesn't have the energy of chaos, right? You want to have the energy of creativity and flow and balance. So assess where you're doing your scheduling from, and that will really, really help as well. So the next part, the third part, is aligning. And this is basically where we are being with what is. We're surrendering, we are in a state of acceptance, and we're not in a state of trying to control the future. I always talk about this with manifesting. It's like we decide on what it is that we desire and we work towards it, but we're not obsessing about the how all of the time. We're just doing the best that we can with the tools that we have, and we continue to expand that. So letting go of all of the shoulds, the victim mindset, drop the bullshit excuses that you're telling yourself when you're stressing about your scheduling, and just realize that you're an adult. And if you're an entrepreneur and you're watching this, even if you don't have a business, that you get to choose you. You get to do you. And that's where we have to get away from the employee mindset. One of the best questions I ever ask myself to check in with my scheduling and my effectiveness is, if I was my own employee, would I pay myself? Would I hire myself? Would I have been fired a long time ago when it comes to my productivity? Because sometimes we think we're being productive, but we're actually just scrolling Facebook or doing all this stuff and the shiny object syndrome. So just checking in with yourself and aligning with, are you taking action in the direction you want to go? And are you being effective with the time that you have? Or are you kind of numbing yourself out and going in on autopilot? And this typically does happen too, right? If we're not self-caring and prioritizing and getting proper sleep and proper meals and doing our rituals, is that we end up not that inspired, which really leads to burnout. and totally decreases our effectiveness. So this is a really important thing to check in with yourself on and see when you're taking action and you're doing all the things. Is it from a place of inspiration and excitement, or from a place of should and expectation? So that's a huge thing of going through and making a list and actually doing a little bit of a brain dump if you haven't done this before of like, what are all the things that are on the forefront? And then how can you break those down into realistic milestones where you feel empowered and not disempowered when you look at your schedule? You should look at your schedule and feel really good about it and not feel overwhelmed, right? You shouldn't look at it and be like, oh my God, how am I ever going to do that? But here's the thing is you get to create your schedule. So if you're looking at it like that, you've created that, but you also have complete power to now change that. So not acting like an employee and actually allowing yourself to go there and think about what is your ideal schedule? What would your dream schedule look like? And how can you start to create it? So a couple of quick tips for you around that is starting off with what are your non-negotiables, both for business and for life, and check in with yourself and okay, what are the things that I must do in order to get into that creative zone, in order to be a good content creator, in order to give my best at whatever it is I'm going to do today? What do I need to do to fill up my own cup? And pick out your non-negotiables. You can have bonus things on top of that, but it's going to be different. For some people, it's a bubble bath. For some people, it's a cacao ceremony. For some people, it's journaling, meditating. There's no right or wrong here, but what makes you feel the most high vibration? What makes you feel the most in flow? What makes you feel the most connected with yourself? Prioritize those things, okay? So pick your top couple of things that you are not willing to sacrifice that you want to have a part of your daily schedule. So pick those out. Then look for business non-negotiables. What are some things that you really need to be prioritizing every single day or for the 5 days a week, whatever, however you're going to construct your schedule? So this might be connecting, right? This is a big part of my business. Non-negotiable is 5 days a week at least. I'm on social media for 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening to connect, to engage with people, to connect, to like their stuff, to spread the love, to reply to messages. And actually connect and engage. Those are non-negotiables because that's a really important part to me, an important thing to my business and to its growth is to continue to build relationships with people. So that would be an example of a non-negotiable. So that might be everything from content creation, that might be messages, that might be emails, but block in what are those non-negotiable things that you want to be doing every day. From there, my number one thing is time blocking. And condensing and seeing what is going to be most effective and feel really good. I look at my schedule and how it was a couple of months ago, and my schedule was literally open 6 to 7 days a week from like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And not that I had necessarily 12 hours of calls every day, but there was no like rhyme or reason to it. I just kept it open because I had a bit of a scarcity mindset. A bit of a lack mindset where I thought, well, if I'm not available all the time, people aren't going to book in with me and they're going to go to my calendar and then they're not going to see anything and then they're going to bounce. So I have to be available like all the time. But really, all that did was lead to a really frazzled and burnt out Jenna where I was like, okay, I've got a call here, but then a client call and then this. And then I wasn't eating, I wasn't exercising enough, I was starting to feel burnt out. And then I wasn't showing up the way I needed to from a soulful place, a heart-centered place when I was getting on the phone with people. Or I would go to make my content and I was exhausted and uninspired. So that to me is super important to actually take a look at how can you be effective and shift things around. So as an example, if you're curious how I do my schedule, and it's always shifting and evolving, but I go in there, I use a calendar software, I use Acuity. There's lots of free great ones out there. There is Calendly, I think it's Calendly, and you can sync that up to your Gmail. You can send booking links to people. You can manage all of your times. And like literally, I block everything in there from 7 a.m. until about 9 p.m. And that's including my non-negotiable life stuff. So it's like meditation time, lunchtime break. So I actually eat all of those sorts of things, exercise time, and then business non-negotiables. And then I actually have available days for certain things. So Sundays and Mondays, I no longer take calls of any sort. I don't do any live calls with people, with the odd exception of maybe a Facebook Live training like tonight. So that way, I'm really making sure I'm recharging on certain days of the week. And then I have certain days a week where I only accept discovery type calls with new clients, get to know each other kind of calls for potential collaborations. Those are the days where I record podcasts, where I go on other people's podcasts, I do content creation, and then I have 3 days a week plus Saturdays for coaching calls. And so you have to take a look at what your business model is, what your needs are. Do you have kids? Like, what does all of that look like for you? And start by time blocking it in. And I would really suggest literally printing off a blank schedule and doing one because we're in August, and do one for the following month as well, just because I know September tends to really shift with different things starting up and going on. But look at what you'd like your ideal schedule to look like. And it might not be perfect, it might not be like that, but you'll be really surprised when you actually write it out from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, and you actually block out like what days you'd like it to look like. You'd be surprised how fast things shift so that you can create that. But the thing is, that's where the victim mindset and the shoulds have to go away. And you actually have to put a little bit of time into creating it, not making excuses and realizing, okay, I'm really not that far off from it. I just have to shift things around and see, where have I been prioritizing things? So this has been absolutely huge. And making sure that when you do your time blocking, you block off time for creation, where you might not necessarily have a specific project, maybe you do, but I recommend at least once or twice a week of blocking off like a self-date time where you take yourself for dinner, you take yourself for a walk, because this is huge for recharging. Because yes, whether you have a significant other or not, or great friends you like to go out with, this is all amazing. But it's also really important to just have an evening or have an afternoon or have a morning to yourself where you can just be and you can just let downloads come through. You can just enjoy your own company. You can really recharge and not be giving your time and energy to other people and other things, and not even in a negative way, but it is very important that you prioritize yourself and see where can you condense things to be more effective, where can you cut things out that maybe aren't necessary. Sometimes we have these things that we think we need to be doing, but in all honesty, they kind of fall into the incompetent zone where we're not really particularly good at them and we don't really enjoy doing them either. So sometimes we actually need to be willing to delegate things out. Everything from maybe you can have your kids do an extra chore and that will break up a little bit of time. And sometimes I think as women, especially, we get in that nurturing role in all these different areas of our lives, but we don't actually open ourselves up to receiving and asking for help and delegating things out. So just taking a look when you write out all the shit that you're like, I should be doing all of this, and see, is there anything that you can hand off? Or do you need to do laundry every single day? Or could you do it every second or third day and still have enough clean clothes to get you through the week? Is there meal prepping that you can do and actually be more effective? So there's no right or wrong here. That's the thing about having a soulful schedule, is you get to create it. You get to be the dreamer. You get to be the writer and the doer of what this looks like. The strategy part comes from actually having a plan, actually having a bit of a framework for yourself of something to follow. And are you human? Yes. Is it going to be perfect? No. And that's to be expected. But you can't really create habits unless you actually are writing them out and you're actually taking action. You're actually doing them. Otherwise, it's just kind of messy chaos where, again, we set ourselves up for not really feeling successful. So what I'd also recommend as a step is to literally, grab yourself a pen and paper, write out all of your to-dos, okay? All of the things that you can think of that you're just like a brain dump of stuff that you're like, yes, I should be doing this. Get it all down, get it all out, and then start to prioritize. Okay, what do I need to be working on this week? What can I get done in a day? And typically, how I do mine is I have things blocked off, so I'll have my calls and things that are booked. But I always have an ongoing of to-do lists, everything from content creation to course stuff and tech stuff and collaboration connecting. Like, there's endless things, right? So there's always a list of stuff. But pick 3 daily action items from your bigger list. And I usually keep my bigger list closed and on top of a shelf, so I'm not just staring at it being like, there's so much stuff. And just put it away, but have it accessible. So put it on your desk, have it somewhere, open it in the morning or ideally the night before, so then it's already, you already know what you're going to do and you're not laying in bed thinking about it. Have that written out on your daily planner, put it in your calendar, put yourself a sticky note, however that works for you. I use my Google Calendar, but I also like to have paper and write things out every day. I just am a very visual person. But pick your three work through them, pick three action things. I try to pick one big thing and two other things that I can clearly at the end of the day say, I moved forward. I took action in the direction that I want to go. I feel good about it. And here's the thing, if you get those three things done and you still have time blocked off, go grab another thing and pull it in and feel extra accomplished that day. Don't have 25 things on your list and then be starring it off and feeling like a failure at the end of the day because you didn't get enough done, because that's not setting yourself up for success. So go through and really prioritize. And when you time block, leave time for creation time, leave time for self-date and just being, right? And that creation time, you might feel really inspired and write out a whole bunch of posts. You might feel really inspired and do a bunch of journaling. Maybe you're just going to clean your house and actually enjoy the process and wash the dishes to wash the dishes rather than feeling like you should have done it 3 days ago. But when you're so much more present and mindful, it feels good. You just have to go through and really see what it is you need to do. And one of my other secrets of things that work really, really well for me is following a timer method. So, say I have an hour blocked off or a half an hour where I said, okay, I'm going to work on tech stuff right now. It's so easy when you're on your computer to then end up on Facebook and doing other stuff. And then, oh crap, all of a sudden 20 minutes has gone by. So, to actually set a timer and show yourself how amazingly effective you can be when you're not getting distracted. So remove distractions as much as possible. But I know people have kids and people have lives and things going on, but remove your own distraction of yourself, right? In terms of don't be scrolling Facebook, don't be going in to do content creation, but all of a sudden now you're reading emails. Because there isn't really any such thing as multitasking. It just actually makes us quite ineffective. So just seeing what can you tackle, what can you check it off? Okay, great, you're going to move on to the next thing and feel really, really good about it. So this wraps up the three different points of time management, creating strategically soulful schedules. I hope this has been super valuable to everybody. I know it's been a complete game changer for me because I used to have such an employee mindset. I gave myself permission to just create a schedule that actually felt good to me and realize I don't have to be online 24/7. You'd be surprised that I'm actually not on as much as it would seem I'm on. I just make myself effective when I do come on. And then if I do feel like scrolling for funny cat videos, then that to me is when I'm taking a little bit of a break in between my timers, in between things, and just doing it because I want to be and not because I feel like I'm doing. So see where you can be a little bit more effective, where you can give yourself more permission, where you can get more aligned, and create a business that feels really good for you and create a schedule that suits what it is you're trying to create and feels good for you. There's no point burning out and not enjoying the process and the schedule in your day-to-day. So set yourself up for success and actually enjoy how you're spending time. And so I'll open this up. I'm going to have a quick scroll here. I appreciate all the comments that were coming in. I felt like I was in a flow, so I just kept running with it. But let me just check these comments. If you have a question, you can pop it in the comment box below. Hey, Lori. Hi, Ingrid. I am doing amazing. Thank you. So Lori feels like she gets a lot done at work, but when I get home, I'm fried. It's not scrolling. Oh, there we go. Glitch. So Monica can relate. I'm glad you're here with me, Monica, and that you're loving this. Leslie prioritizes so much time for your self-care. I give myself absolute permission. Leslie, I was going to bring you up as an example because you're somebody who totally just rocks prioritizing your self-care and knowing how much that translates into the success of everything else. Hi, Kimberly. I'm glad that you can relate to it. Awesome. Lori, I'm still trying to go back to your comment. It's being a little glitchy. So Leslie says, SOS, I suffer from shiny object syndrome. When I go for one task I may not love, I allow myself to be distracted by all the other stuff. So whenever I have things on my list, typically that I'm not stoked about, but they're things I do need to get done because we do have those types of things. Those are kind of the frogs. Those are the things I try to do first and foremost. So when I pick my three things and I know I'm going to get distracted and I'm going to procrastinate and then all of a sudden it's 4 o'clock and I still haven't done it. So it's like, okay, I'll move it to tomorrow. But that happens over and over and over. Do that thing first. Get it out of the way. And also just ask yourself, how can you create it to be more fun? basically. How can you have more fun with that? What else is possible? How can you bring positivity into that to get yourself a little bit more inspired around it? But if it's not your favorite thing, I usually suggest doing it first and really setting that timer and just getting it done. And you're going to feel so much better afterwards. We can be as spiritual and as soulful as we want, but at the end of the day, there's still that masculine edge to it, just as much as we're trying to invite in the feminine. So sometimes we do just need to do, and sometimes we need to slow it down and flow a little bit more. So there is both, right? There's yin and there's yang. And sometimes I feel that in the spiritual type community, we really shift towards just being and just flowing, which is so amazing because for a long time things have really functioned just from that masculine standpoint. But we don't want to go too far the other way, right? It's a bit of both. It's a bit of a balancing act. So cool. I'm glad that this is resonating, everybody. Just going to see if there's any other questions that are coming in. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Do you currently have a schedule? Like, I'm wondering if that's a big thing. Do you actually have a blocked out schedule, or are you doing the whole thing where you just have crazy new to-do lists that you're writing every day and just carrying stuff over from the day before? Yeah, definitely. Come back and watch the rest of this, Leslie, right from the beginning. Just don't do it while you're driving. Make sure you're safe. Okay, I see that there's a few other comments coming in. It's just being glitchy. So what I'm going to do is after this wraps up, I'm going to come back in and scroll the comments, make sure I get back to everybody. If you are catching this on the replay, just hashtag replay and feel free to ask any kind of questions that you ladies have because this is a foundational thing. Whether you're an entrepreneur or not, everybody has stuff to do. So you want to make sure you're prioritizing your schedule and creating it in a way that feels good to you, but still has a little bit of strategy behind it. If you are somebody who is a business owner or you're starting a business, then you'll know how imperative it is that you do have a schedule, or else we can't really measure things. We can't really tell ourselves. Otherwise, we end up in this jumbled mess where we feel like we're not getting anything done. So this is a really great way as well to celebrate your successes and still get that feeling that we crave of crossing things off. We just have to know that that's not the end all be all when it comes to success. But it is a really great tool. It does make us give the warm fuzzies on our inside as we scratch things off. And it is good from a productivity standpoint just to see that, yep, I am moving things forward. So if this is something that you've been struggling with, I do have one more spot. I did a post earlier today. I'm doing three extra breakthrough calls this week. So this is basically a clarity discovery call where we strategize together. The focus of the call is to determine next steps for you to move you towards where it is that you want to go. So in these calls, we talk about what your vision is working, what is not working, what's resisting you and holding you back, and what do you need to do in order to move forward. So I normally do a couple of these a week, but I opened up a couple extra spots mainly because I just want to see everybody win. I want to see everybody feeling really confident, really clear on what kind of next steps you need to do in your business, whatever that looks like, whether that's working with somebody, whether that's a book to read, whether that's a community to join. There's always a next step that you can be taking that feels aligned, it feels clear, it feels strategic, because having a strategic and soulful schedule is just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to feeling really good in our businesses and feeling really good about what it is that we're creating. So if this sounds like you and you're interested in doing one of these calls and we have not yet done one together, you can comment below. It's best that you message me directly and we can talk about whether or not this is a fit for you. And if you're catching this on the replay down the road, reach out to me. I do hold a couple of spots every week specific for just doing these breakthrough calls with women who are looking to start or grow or shift within their business. So I hope this training's been really valuable. I so appreciate your guys' time and holding space for me and coming to join me for this training. Some exciting things planned this upcoming week inside of our community. I hope you all have a sacred and blessed Sunday. Love you all, and I will see you soon.
Hey sister, thank you so much for listening, and I trust that you found value in the content shared today. Stay tuned for the next episode. I invite you to come say hi and hang out with us in the Sacred She Sisterhood community at facebook.sacredshesisterhood.com where episodes happen live so you can ask questions in real time. Until next episode, I'm sending you so much love.